This is a special occasion in parliamentary democracy.
These very exciting times.
What a disgraceful position you're in.
I am concerned that Malcolm Turnbull...
You've been warned twice, that's your last warning.
Not all, but some of the government have begun to officially campaign on the same-sex marriage postal survey. The Libs and Nats for Yes has a handful of federal frontbenchers among its ranks. The polar opposite, of course, to former PM Tony Abbott. Malcolm Farr is the national political editor for news.com.au. Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
So the federal president of the Liberal Party, Nick Greiner, came out very strongly today in favour of same-sex marriage on RM Breakfast with Frank Kelly. Here he is.
I think the notion that somehow the law or the state or government should require the children of those respective relationships to think that their parents' relationships are different, that one is more valued, more approved by the law than the other, is just totally incomprehensible to me.
So this puts him pretty much squarely at odds with Tony Abbott and other less vocal conservatives. Why has this group formed, do you think?
I think it's just a natural coalescence. I mean, look, everybody is going to start forming lists, aren't they, of who's for and who's against. You know, you're going to have Cormann, Dutton, Morrison, Abbott on one side of the ledger. You're going to have Turnbull, Dwyer, Birmingham, Pine on the other side, and now Nick Greiner as well with some prominent Liberals. I just think it's a natural thing to form around, we call it a survey, but it is, has all the hallmarks of an election campaign, and better for prominent people who are accountable to be running a campaign than perhaps some who are less well-known, perhaps even anonymous, running campaigns, I would suggest.
What do you think of the numbers? There's a few names of government frontbenchers. Is that a high number, a low number? Do you have any kind of analysis of what that might mean?
No, and look,
no.
I don't, for the very good reason I think it's not the favourite topic at the moment, not because of any attempt to diminish the question itself, but there's still a while to go. We won't know until I think next week the High Court works out whether the postal survey constitutionally can be funded the way the government wants, and then we have to get into the survey itself. In the meantime, the government would very much like to talk about things that households and ordinary voters think are perhaps more important than having extended chatter about same-sex marriage before they have to actually make a decision on it. And I think we saw the Prime Minister today trying to activate a couple of those issues, particularly around power prices, electricity prices. I think closer to the event, we will have a pretty clear idea of who's where. But there's, you know, Scott Morrison, who's going to be a no vote, as he said, was asked today, will you be campaigning? He said, no, I've got a pretty important job to do as Treasurer, and I'm going to be focused on the national finances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's the sort of response that voters would like to hear from their, particularly from senior ministers.
I've got this text, and I'm going to put it to you because, I think it is relevant. PK, why do you ignore the fact that there are just as many anti-same-sex marriage MPs on the Labor side? And I can't help notice that you never ask these types of questions. Are there the same numbers?
I wouldn't have thought so.
I didn't think there were the same numbers.
No,
but of course there are some anti. Yes, they have a conscience vote.
Of course. Oh, of course. Well, that's the thing. It's a conscience vote. So let's leave it to people and their conscience. Those who want to speak about it can. Look, I seriously suggest that if the war drums keep pounding on this well before we actually get to vote in this survey, well before the Parliament gets to consider legislation on a free vote, then we're going to do more harm to the cause of same-sex marriage than any good. And I really think we're we risk annoying a whole stack of voters.
Let's get to what they do care about. If you look at the polling, before I get text messages complaining, because I know some people do care about same-sex marriage, to be clear. But
I'm
they
not
do
saying
care.
It's not a yeah, thing yeah. to be not cared about, but look, it's one of several issues, and it doesn't play immediately into the well-being of a lot of households.
No, because people are worried about their energy bills. Here's the Prime Minister. He's at the, you know, announcing 2.0 or a bit more of 2.0. Here he is.
Not just talking about it, getting on and building it. 350 jobs already created on this scheme. When it is underway, 5,000 jobs.
Has he had any success? Because he's doing the pivot, right? He wants to talk about energy. They're not only doing it, they're telling you. I mean, I'm sure they've told you. They told me yesterday. It's Energy Week. We're going to talk about energy all day.
Well, I don't think the Prime Minister would have been too thrilled that Nick Greiner came out today and you know, essentially had this Lives for Same-Sex Marriage launch because, as you say, the Prime Minister wants to talk about other things. And there were two aspects that his agent firmly planted in the media. One was the Snowy 2.0. The other one was the, quote, summoning, close quote, of electricity retailers to Canberra. It was all rather sort of action man stuff, except it was more show than action. The Snowy Hydro scheme is so far away from anything like 5,000 jobs or pumping out, you know, enough to light a light bulb yet. It hasn't even gone through its feasibility study. And what was announced today was $29 million for that feasibility study, something we were told in May and an estimates committee was going to happen, something which Snowy Hydro had been talking about since February. There was nothing new in the Prime Minister's announcement. It was just him being able to wear his Snowy Mountains leather jacket and talk energy prices again. The same thing with the so-called summoning of electricity retailers to Canberra. Scott Morrison, questioned about this, was asked, well, what are you going to tell them? You know, you're going to yell at them, you're going to, you know, wag your finger at them. He and the Prime Minister essentially said, well actually, they're doing not a bad job. They said they're doing what they said they would 3 weeks ago when we agreed to meet in 3 weeks' time. And the Prime Minister said there have people been offered discounts of from 25 to 27%, which means a fair bit of money for ordinary families. So whilst the policy beat is about electricity prices, nothing actually much has happened. But it is an indication of how keen, if not desperate, the government is to get back to talking about bread and butter issues.
Just a minute on this.
I'm always excited.
You are.
Talking to you. But back to the text question. As I understand it, we know the pump hydro scheme is water gets pumped up to a certain height until electricity is needed, then it's dropped down to run turbines. Well, apparently the power to pump up the water is going to come from South Australian wind farms and renewables during the day, and it can be stored up there. And of course, obviously, when you dump it, you don't need power. So the cycle is going to be entirely renewable, as it has been explained to me.
Just very quickly on this, because I've run out of time, because did get too excited. On refugees, the government is cutting off the welfare and accommodation of a group of refugees who came here for medical reasons. Now Peter Dutton this afternoon saying, you know, that Labor basically is helping the people smugglers, that they will use what Labor said opposing this. Will they? Is it that serious an issue?
It gives you the impression that the government is trying to wedge Labor on this rather than deal with what it might seem as excessive comfort given to refugees. And you know, the Minister Dutton's argument is that if you allow people to come here and stay here after medical attention, they'll pull on all sorts of illnesses to try and make the journey. I don't think that's true. I don't think that rates, but it certainly does put Labor in a difficult position, and it's arguing on humanitarian grounds, not necessarily these people shouldn't be sent back to Manus and Nauru.
Thank you, Malcolm Farr.
Pleasure, ma'am.